So it's your first time in Serbia. How do you like it here?
It's awesome. Like, this place is incredible. It's different, but also similar to Poland, to our home country. But it's incredible being here. It's really a beautiful town, a beautiful place. I think we played good, and the people have been awesome. So it's the greatest first impression we could have.
I saw that this isn't your first show abroad. Where did you play first time, and how is it playing somewhere outside of Poland?
We are always scared that people won't like us because of the language, but, you know, today we came here, we played, and it was great energy and great people, so, you know, we are very satisfied with this.
How do you manage to do music and obligations in school at the same time?
Well, my teachers know that I play in a band, and they are completely cool about this, and, you know, they are supportive, so that's really fine.
I try to combine the two. You just have to have a plan on what you do, and it will sort itself out. So if you have an idea, commit to it, and you're gonna succeed.
All of you in band are multi-instrumentalists. When and how did you learn to play multiple instruments?
To be honest, I really don't know, because with me it started from guitar, then I learned how to play bass and keys. So, you know, I just love music and I love play music, but I didn't want to close myself to only one instrument. So I think that's why we play a lot of instruments.
You took part and won at One World Talent Show. Can you tell me something more about it? What was it about?
We found that a person in our town of Tarnów in Poland was doing a competition for talents, and we thought that it would be a good idea to try to compete in it, because it wouldn't hurt to try, and something could have gone out of it. And it one thing came to another, and we managed to win our category, which was shocking, really.
Yeah.
It was really shocking. I remember sitting in my living room at home, having the live stream of the thing, of the competition on my TV, and I just started screaming from excitement when the person said that we won. It was really incredible.
What's the music scene like in Poland, and what about alternative music?
Well, that's a tough question, because, you know, that depends on the town, on the situation.
The crowd.
Yeah, also on the crowd. And I think that now alternative music and rock music is coming back to mainstream, so maybe in a few years we'll see more and more rock and alternative bands. But, you know, we are playing a lot of concerts, so I think that the other young bands could too, if they want.
And last question, where do you see Sad Smiles in 5 to 10 years?
Definitely one of our big dreams is to not be closed in the Polish bubble. So, like, here we played in Serbia, and we hope to, of course, return here next year, but also to see Europe, see other continents, and just not be closed to one country. Like, a lot of bands and artists have the problem that they're big in one country, but they're no one, they're nobody when they cross the border. So we want to cross the boundaries.